Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament's in full swing and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100. All it takes is a dollar bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure to use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter number one, I am Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea. Ross Tucker will be along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andrew P., how are you doing? You ready for some Penn State football talk?
I am. We actually have some niblets and nuggets to talk about this week.
Niblets and nuggets. All right, let's get started with it. I want to start with the news. Offensive coordinator news. Let's start there. Let's start with the old and then work our way to the new. The old being Kirk Ciarca, who was the Penn State offensive coordinator for a total of one season, one shortened season at that. He has found a new home at West Virginia. I guess they're listing him as an offensive analyst. I guess that there's no surprise there, Andy. This is what former coaches do.
Kirk is a good football coach, okay? And there are occasions where there are circumstances that happen on the field that lead to what you see and what happened at Penn State. And then there are just simply circumstances where James Franklin and Kirk Ciarca never really got on the same page to a degree. And James just saw that it, no matter how much either of them worked at it, it just wasn't going to work. It was just that much of a, you know, disconnect, right? Like, okay, this is just not going to work. And it has nothing to do with Kirk and Kirk being a bad football coach. I honestly believe this. Like, it's just those two just couldn't make it work. I think Kirk knew it and James definitely knew it. So, I mean, It's not like the James Donovan situation where that just there was something else to it, and it took a longer time than it should have to get to the end, but you know James was just like, it's just not going to work, and he's not wrong. As the head coach, that's his responsibility. And he was not wrong.
And you add to it that there was Mike Yurcich out there and available, who apparently was the apple of James Franklin's eye for quite a while.
Yeah, still, I mean, I don't think that's why he fired Kirk. I don't believe that. I just don't think James is going to cut somebody else off at the knees to get a new beach ball. There had to be a solid reason behind it, and there was. It was legitimate. It was. Yeah, okay, he could have liked Yurcich. He could have been high on Yurcich's list. He could have had a man crush on him. But I still don't believe James Franklin is would cut ties with his offensive coordinator because it's still risky. This is his third OC in as many years. Now, remember that. There's still risk involved in this in starting over. And I don't think that was the reason James – I honestly don't believe that's the reason James did it. I don't think Mike Yurcich, the eye candy, was the reason James Franklin fired Kirk Ciarca.
Well, I hear you. I can't say you're wrong, Andy, but I'm not as confident as you are because it seemed like Didn't they make the both announcements at the same time? It was as if, okay, we still have Kirk Schrock on staff. I'm going to go have that conversation with Mike Yurcich. Make sure that's lined up first before I do anything with Kirk Schrock.
So you think of announcements. We'll go old school here. Think of it as tape delay. It's like watching the 1980 hockey team. The game already happened. Kirk and James already had made their decisions and already had each come to a conclusion. And then James immediately knew where he wanted to go. So think of it as tape delay. The announcements are tape delay.
Okay. We'll go with that, Andy. But let's move forward. That's old news. New news is James Franklin meeting with the media this week. And he used the label mad scientist for Mike Yurcich. And he expounded on that, saying that essentially there's not a play out there that he doesn't like. They got to be careful how much film they watch, because whatever he sees, you know, elsewhere in a pro game or somewhere else, he immediately wants to add it to the offense. What does all that tell you?
So Mike Yurcich is going to push, right? He's the kind of offensive coordinator that likes to stir the pot. Let's just put it that way. So James has a certain way of doing things. There's a build, there's an installation. James is sort of, he's got a process, duh. And, you know, it's a bit mechanical. It's his process. And Yurcich is sort of poking the bear a little bit. You know what I mean? He wants to go, you know, faster, quicker, more exotic. He wants to do it earlier and a little bit sooner than later. And James is giving him a little bit of rope and letting him do it. You know, okay, let's do it. The counterbalance is, hey, the defense has got to react as well. So it's pushing both sides of the ball a little bit. There's a head and tails to this coin. Like, I see it as like, you know what, this isn't really a bad thing, especially based on, you know, the offense we saw second half of last year, right? Out of what is a pretty talented group of players. That's the head side of it. Like, yeah, this is good. The B side of it is it's a candle that burns really, really fast, and it can lose its wax a lot quicker than you think. So I think James is the one that's got to sit back and sort of strike the balance. And I think Penn State fans should trust him to do that. But you're just going to poke the bear. There's no doubt about it. And he's going to burn fast, strong, and hard.
Well, the other part to this, though, Andy, too, is this idea we want to play fast. We want to, you know, make big plays down the field. That's got to play into what the players want to do also. They must be happy about hearing these things and seeing
it. It's 2021. Everybody thinks they're great. Everyone thinks they're going to come in and start as a freshman. And everybody wants to, you know, everybody wants to put up 42 to 45 points a game, right? That's just part of the modern game. It's still a physical game, but the game is not all about physicality. It's more about being able to play in space, pop for big plays, mentally strong, and rinse and repeat, and do it well. The days of brute football are behind us, and offense is about being able to operate in space and finding gaps and holes to let those ponies run. Well, so yeah, I think it's about that.
All of this, though, as always, it circles back to quarterback, Andy, in that I believe they have at least a good foundation at wide receiver, good tight ends, a plethora of running backs. And I would think the offensive line, it's experienced. It should be pretty good. There's no reason that this offense shouldn't excel as long as the quarterback comes through. What's your confidence level in Sean Clifford, and how important is this spring to him?
So I don't think there's any quote-unquote pressure on Sean Clifford now. This is – now, hear me out real quick. Just think about the room, right? As it sits right now with the quarterback transfers, I think the pressure – is less on Sean Clifford than if the quarterback room that they finished the 2020 season with was still intact today. Does that make sense? So as the experienced guy, as a two-year starter coming back for his third year, you know, he's the guy. Is it about him? Yeah, It's about him, right? The onus is on him. The pieces are around him. There's building blocks in place. There's depth. There's experience. You know, it is all about him being able to not be a train wreck and turn the ball over and making bad decisions. The hardest part, the thing I think Sean needs to go back to, and I'm not big on analyzing and putting my, you know, sticking my nose out there at a quarterback. Sean's greatest asset as a recruit and early on and in his development as a college quarterback was his ability to deliver the ball where it should be on time, and he was able to read an offense quicker than most. That was his core strength. It's now become one of his core weaknesses. He's got to go back and figure out part of his confidence, but technique-wise and how his footwork is and what his read process is, he's got to go back to the basics of what he is as a quarterback and be that quarterback again. Make the 5, 7, and 8 yard throws. Hit 19 out of 20 of those right on the button. That was his strength coming out of high school, and it's become his greatest weakness. So, yeah, there is pressure on him. It's a little bit self-induced, but it's also now there's nobody else in that room per se. Sean, this offense is all about you.
It is. There's no Will Levis getting set to, you know, take over. So it is his job. It's up to him to perform. And if he doesn't, there could be trouble there. One other note that came out of James Franklin's Meet the Media the other day was he mentioned at the second safety position, Jair Brown standing out. Any surprise to you there that he gets a mention?
No, because you remember no, not at all. Because you remember early in the 2020 season when there was a spot where they needed some spot play from a safety and a spot start. And who was the guy, right? It was like, oh, Jair Brown. And you heard his name. You saw him play. He got some seat time. He's a JUCO transfer, but he has some skills. And I'm not surprised to hear that at all. But I do think there's still more change coming, in my opinion, at the safety position.
By change, you mean transfer portal?
No, I do not. No, I think there might be a position change in the works there. You've got a new coach. I think there might be some upside down on the depth chart. I think safety is going to be a little volatile, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
All right. That is it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, Ross joins us for Tucker's Tape. We are going to take an in-depth look at the running back position. Stay tuned.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.